弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天晚上的信息，既是为教会今年暑假的主日信息做开始。
Today's messages will be the start of the series of sermons for this church in the future.
也是给毕业同学们的一点勉励。
And also it's the encouragement, shared encouragement with you for the graduates.
每年此时，美国各大学都热热闹闹地举行毕业典礼。
At this time of every year, most of the colleges and universities will enthusiastically celebrate this day.
无论拿的是学士、硕士还是博士学位，在过程当中都需要付出不小的代价。
No matter what degrees you receive, undergraduate degree, master's or PhD degrees, you all have to spend a lot of time and hard work.
因此完成这一阶段的学业是一个值得欢喜庆祝的成就。
It is worth celebration after completion of this education.
但是我们需要知道，这个成就再怎么样光辉伟大，都不能保证你今后一生一定幸福美满、欢喜快乐。
But also we know that no matter how glorious the success is, it cannot guarantee your success in your future life.
圣经没有说你一生的果效是由你的学位发出。
The Bible didn't say your degree is the wellspring of your life.
圣经也没有说你一生的果效是决定于你从哪所学校毕业。
The Bible doesn't say either that your success depends on which school did you graduate from.
圣经说一生的果效是由心发出。
The Bible says the heart is the wellspring of life.
也许从名校拿到的学位可以帮助你顺利申请到研究所、医学院、法学院。
Maybe the degree you get from a prestigious college may help you to get the education or get accepted in the medical school, law school, or graduate school.
但你将来是否真的活得很有意义，很难说。
But it's hard to say whether you are guaranteed a meaningful life.
也许从名校拿的学位可以帮助你顺利找到工作，甚至起薪和职位都比别人高。
Maybe the degree from prestigious college may guarantee a job which pays higher and have a higher position than others.
但你将来是否享受每天的工作，跟同事有很好的关系，很难说。
But it's hard to say whether you will enjoy your work or have a good relationship with your colleagues.
也许从名校拿到的学位让你在交友找对象的时候占尽便宜。
Maybe you will have the advantage with a degree from a prestigious school when you date your fiancé or create a relationship.
但你将来是否会有幸福美满的婚姻，很难说。
It is still a question whether you will have a happy life in your marriage.
也许从名校拿到的学位可以让你将来在孩子面前炫耀你书读得多好。
Maybe with a degree from a prestigious college guarantee you, make you boast of how successful you are as a student.
但你的孩子是否打从心里敬重你，很难说。
But it's hard to say whether you have respect for your children.
所以我们需要知道今天毕业所取得的学位，或者今天所拥有一定的成就，都只是短期给你一个有利的地位。
So we must realize that it's a temporary success if you're an advantaged position with a degree from a college.
它不能保证你未来的一生一定幸福快乐，活得充实有意义。
It cannot guarantee your happy life and have lived a full life.
你今后的一生究竟会如何，真的不是学位或者工作的成就可以保证的。
Your future life cannot be guaranteed with a degree or your current achievements.
圣经说一生的果效是由心发出。
The Bible says the heart is the wellspring of life.
那这边的心指的是什么呢？
What does this mean? What does heart refer to?
很明显讲的不是肉体的心脏。
Of course, it's very clear it doesn't refer to the physical heart.
心这个字在圣经里面出现至少963次。
The heart occurs in the Bible for 963 times.
绝大多数是被用来指人内在的思想、意志、情感，甚至是全人。
Quite often is used to used for the mind, the will, and the feelings.
无论古今中外，同样的用法也很普遍。
Throughout history, in the West or in the Coast, it's very commonly used.
比如我们说那个人心很坏，不是说他有心脏病。
If we say that person has a bad heart, we don't mean that he has a heart disease.
说这个人心很好，也不是说他心脏特别强健。
If we say this person has a good heart, it doesn't mean that he has a very healthy heart.
这些都是指一个人的性情和品格。
So when we talk about these, we refer to his temperament and character.
既然一生的果效是由心发出，心就非常重要了。
If we say that the heart is the well spring of life, that means the heart is really important.
所以圣经说你要保守你心胜过保守一切。
Therefore, the Bible says, above all else, guard your heart.
什么叫保守？
What does that mean when we say guard?
先用肉体的心脏做例子。
Let us take the physical heart for an example.
古代军人打仗都要穿盔甲保护内脏。
In ancient times, when warriors fight a battle, they usually wore the armor.
最小心保护的就是心脏。
So they take good care of their hearts.
因为心脏一旦受伤，就几乎一定丧命。
Once the heart is wounded, they will lose their life.
我想今天在座的各位大概不需要上战场打仗，所以心脏受外伤的机会不高。
I feel that most of us here today don't need to go to fight a battle in the battlefield, so your heart will be wounded. The chance for your heart to be wounded is very slim.
但是心脏还有内伤。
But we must realize that heart can suffer from internal injury.
各式各样的心脏病始终是导致人类死亡的几大主因之一。
All kinds of heart diseases are one of the causes of death.
所以现代医学越来越强调要小心保守健康，来预防各种心脏病的发生。
Modern medicine constantly reminds us to protect the heart, take good care of our hearts to prevent from heart diseases.
所以你去做体检，医生会帮你量血压，听你心跳，还要抽血验你的胆固醇。
If you go for a physical checkup, doctors will measure your blood pressure and listen to your heart and also test your cholesterol.
如果有任何不健康的迹象，医生会叫你调整饮食，也许还要你增加运动。
If there are any symptoms of unhealthy, then doctors will advise you to adjust your diet and increase your exercise.
肉体的心脏不好好保守，会得心脏病，甚至致命。
The physical heart, if it's not well taken care of, it can suffer from disease.
灵魂的心不好好保守，也同样会影响整个人心灵的健康，带来严重的亏损。
In the same way, if the spiritual heart is not taken good care of, it can do a lot of damage to the person.
在座很多人都是做科学研究的。
A lot of us here are scientists.
让我们不要忘记南韩科学家黄宇锡的例子。
We shouldn't forget the case of the scientist in the South Korea.
他一生在研究上非常努力，取得很高的成就。
His name is Hwang Hu-chuk. And he has achieved a lot in his field.
但他没有好好保守他的心。
But he didn't take good care of his heart.
为了跟别的国家的科学家竞争，谁先做出成果，他就用不实的数据来夸大他研究的成就。
In order to compete with scientists in other countries, he exaggerated his data and findings.
结果被查出来之后，身败名裂。
When it was discovered, he lost his fame and name.
在旧约时代的扫罗何等有幸被神拣选做以色列第一个王。
In the old time, Saul was chosen to be the first king of Israel.
但他没有好好保守他的心。
He didn't take good care of his heart either.
他不专一信靠神。
He was not focused attention on the Lord.
他最后被神弃绝。
And he was abandoned by the Lord.
新约时代的犹大。
In New Testament, we look at Judah.
原本有心跟随耶稣，甚至被耶稣选为十二个门徒之一。
He was willing to follow Jesus. He was chosen as one of the 12 disciples by Jesus.
但他没有保守他的心。
But he didn't protect his heart.
经不起金钱的诱惑。
He couldn't resist the temptation of money.
常常从他负责保管的钱粮当中偷取金钱私用。
He quite often stole some money from the bag he was entrusted.
后来贪财的心就抓着他犯下卖耶稣的大罪。
Later on, the greedy heart led him to betray the Lord.
保守这个字代表的这件事是要时时警惕，要一直持续下去的。
When we talk about guard your heart, it means we need to do it all our lives, never let it slip.
在1994年，有一位叫 Jeremy Michael Bordard 的，成为美国有史以来第一位没有读过海军军校就晋升为美国海军总司令的。
In 1994, General, U.S. General by the name of General Michael Bordard, he was promoted as the Chief of U.S. Navy without ever going to the Navy Academy.
他年轻的时候加入海军，从基层干起。
When he was young, he joined the Navy, starting from the very bottom.
这样一路实实在在的升上去，非常的难得。
It was very difficult for him to be promoted step by step to the top.
他在军中服役很多年，所以军服上的勋章早就挂得满满的。
For many years he served in the Navy and his coat was full of decorations.
但是他不晓得为什么在其中两个勋章上面多挂了两个他没有得到过的 Combat B, 结果被人发现。
God knows why in two of his decorations he carried Combat V, which he didn't earn.
报纸登出来的第二天，他就开枪自杀。
When it was discovered and carried in the newspaper, he killed himself.
认识他的人都觉得非常的可惜。
The people who knew him felt sorry for him.
所有的勋章都是真的，但是他多挂了两个不该挂。
All the decorations were real and he earned it. But what he shouldn't have done is that he carried two combat V on it.
昨天最新的消息。
The latest news yesterday.
去年才刚刚卸任的南韩总统卢武铉最近被查到在任内贪污，昨天羞愧的自杀死。
And Nanhan ex-president killed himself in the prison. And South Korea ex-president killed himself in the prison because of his bribery.
类似像这样晚节不保的事情其实非常普遍。
Well, it was very common for those in their late years, they got corrupted.
基督徒也不例外。
Of course, some of the Christians did the same thing.
所以圣经一再教导基督徒要谨慎自守。
So the Bible quite often teaches us to guard our hearts.
要忠实的信靠主，坚持到底。
Faithfully trusting in the Lord, continue to do so in our lives.
所以不要因为你在读书的时候曾经爱主侍奉主，就以为你基础稳固。
Don't ever think that you have a solid foundation in trusting the Lord when you in your college years you started to follow Jesus.
不要以为你本钱足够，将来不论去哪里，在什么环境，都不会偏离主的道路。
Don't ever feel that you will never be led astray from the Lord.
你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。
Above all else, guard your hearts.
因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Because the heart is the well spring of life.
好，保守既然是十分重要，那怎么保守呢？
If guarding your heart is so important, how can we guard our hearts?
箴言第四章提到了好几方面。
So in Proverbs, in chapter 4, it mentions in several areas.
24节提到了口。
In verse 24, it talks about the mouth.
你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝乖谬的嘴。
Put away perversity from your mouth, keep corrupt talk far from your lips.
人际关系当中 ,99% 的问题都是从口出来的。
In personal relationships, 99% of the problems are coming out of mouth.
所以新约雅各书说，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人。
Therefore, in the New Testament, in the book of James, it says, if anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man.
你如果想保守你的心，就一定要管住你的口。
If you want to guard your heart, you must take control of your mouth.
现在还不光是跟人当面说话哦。
Not only when you talk with people in person,
你跟人在 internet 上聊天也要小心啊。
When you chat with people on the internet, you have to be careful.
你写的 email 也要小心啊。
When you are text messaging, you should be careful too.
Yeah, 或者是手机的这个 text message 也都要小心。你要定期反省，每天花最多的时间跟谁说话。
So you have to reflect on how much time you spend with whom.
说什么话
？What you talk about?
是清洁有意义、造就人的好话吗
？What you say is clean, try to build up others?
还是污秽没有意义毁损人的话？
Or some filthy words will damage others?
二十五节提到了盐。
In verse 25, it talks about salt.
你的眼睛是常常看有意义的书呢，还是花很多时间看那些没有意义甚至不太好的东西？
Yeah, verse 25 talks about eyes, and your eyes look at the books. Books are good or bad.
现在 internet 上乱七八糟的东西多得不得了。
So nowadays on the internet there are a lot of all kinds of things.
我想我们现在做调查一下，大概很多人都会承认自己像上瘾一样，每天浪费了很多时间看无聊不好的东西。
If we do a survey, we can easily find a lot of people spend a lot of time watching meaningless things on the internet.
我晓得有一位学生在康奈尔的时候迷上了读日本漫画书。
I know one student who got hooked reading Japanese manga.
迷到一个地步，就一心一意将来要到日本去住。
He was addicted to reading manga. He was determined to find a job in Japan.
他康奈尔毕业以后，真的就去了日本。
After graduating from Cornell, he went to Japan.
所以你不要以为你今天看的东西对你不会有太大的影响。
Don't ever think that whatever you read every day wouldn't impact your life.
你每天花最多的时间看什么，你的脑筋就最多被那样东西塑造。
Whatever you read, you spend most of the time reading or doing things. These things will shape your mind.
26节27节提到了脚。
Verse 26 and verse 27 talk about the feet.
重点是在于你常常去哪里。
The focus is where do you go?
选择什么环境和什么样的人常常在一起。
What kind of environment you choose and what kind of people you are friends with?
中国人有一句话说，近朱者赤，近墨者黑。
There's a Chinese saying, if you are near vermilion, you become red. If you are near ink, you become black.
我想每一个学生都知道，在你读书这几年当中，影响你最大的一个关键决定，就是你选择跟什么样的人常常在一起。
I feel that the most important decision most of the students make is what kind of people you make friends with.
有一年，康奈尔请我在 Sage Chapel 为一位自杀的华人学生举行追思礼拜。
At one time, Cornell University invited me to memorial service at the Sage Chapel for overseas Chinese student who committed suicide.
不是 overseas, just a Chinese student.
Chinese.
来参加追思礼拜的人当中，有一大批人是死者生前常常在一起玩的 fraternity 的朋友。
Those who came to the memorial service, some of them are a group of friends with this student. They belong to a fraternity.
那天我很惊讶。
I was very surprised that day.
不只是我对那一大批 fraternity 的华人学生非常陌生，基督徒的同学们也跟他们不熟。
The group of people from the fraternity were new to me, not only to me, but also to the Christians too.
真的是好像有两批学生在同一个校园读书，却过着完全不同的生活。
As if there were two groups of students, they study on the same campus but live two different, entirely different lives.
一批学生固定参加团契和教会，常常在一起祷告。
One group of students regularly come to church activities and prayer together.
另一批学生常常在一起喝酒，追求感官上的刺激，甚至吸毒。
So the other group of students often they got together drinking.Seeking excitements for their senses, even taking drugs.
你说几年下来怎么会没有差别？
No wonder there were big differences between the two groups after several years.
约束好自己的口、眼和脚是很重要。
It is very important to take control of your mouth, eyes, and feet.
但比这些外在的约束更重要的是让神的话语来塑造改变我们的内心。
More important than taking control of all these physical organs is to let God's words to influence our hearts.
四章十三节说，要持定训诲，不可放松，必当谨守，因为它是你的生命。
Chapter 4 verse 13 says, Hold on to instruction, Do not let it go. God it will, for it is your life.
20到22节讲的也是同样的道理。
Verses 20 to 22 also talk the same truth.
保守你心最大的关键就是常常读神的话语。
The focus for the most important thing of guarding your heart is to often read the Bible.
所以我们所有毕业的同学们
Therefore, graduates,
不论你今天的情形有多好
No matter how well your current situations are,
将来无论去到哪里，一定要继续好好保守你的心。
No matter where you go, please guard your heart.
一定要养成常常读经灵修的习惯。
Cultivate a habit of reading the Bible regularly.
天天亲近神，而且持续下去。
Be close to God every day and continue to do so.
一定要小心约束你的口、你的眼、你的脚。
Please take care to control your mouth.Eyes and feet.
仔细想想，我们每天在这三方面都会面对很多的选择。
Think carefully every day. We would face a lot of choices in our life.
你可以做容神一人的选择，也可以做神所不喜悦的选择。
You can choose to glorify our Lord or choose to displease our Lord.
人一生的果效不是决定于那些人所看得到外在的成就。
So the wellspring of life is not depending on what we can see, what is visible to us.
而是在于你每天在神面前所做的这些选择。
But it is depending on the choices you make every day in your life.
我们一同来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a song.
用这首诗歌来做我们的祷告。
So we'll use this song as our prayer.
用你习惯的语言来唱。
You can sing with the language you're most familiar with.
在座的人有机会听到你的话语。
Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us an opportunity to listen to your words.
知道我们在座的当中有一些从来没有到教会或者很少到教会。
We know among us some of the people have never come into the church or seldom come to the church.
所以我们仍然恳求你借着今天的经文向我们每一位说话。
Dear Lord, we ask you to speak to all of us with your words.
让我们靠着你的引导，我们好好来保守我们的心。
So that with you leading us, that we can guard our hearts.
好让我们每一个人一生都活得充实有意义。
every one of us will live a full life.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to a prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。